Luck and running can play a huge part, as we saw it happen in the Palmerston on Saturday. You get a bit of luck go the wrong way and you're out of the game.
Yep, fair enough. And, of course, it's on that unique oil and sand-based track up there at Darwin.
It's a fascinating track because even when in the wet season when the rain comes, they can just go out and race on it.
Yeah.
And I spoke to a few players to what's it like, and they said it seems to be quite kind to the horses. They often wonder why it hasn't been put in as training surface somewhere else in other places around Australia.
Yeah, it's surprising. Because, of course, we've been here in New South Wales, we've been affected by a lot of wet tracks. Of course, we've lost Gundagai today, so you wonder whether a track like that would work.
Yeah, well, they just get on. It doesn't matter how much rain they come in the wet season, they just go straight out and race. It just runs off.
Fair enough.
I suppose the other problem is you've got to run here at Sandy Tour, wherever it runs to, it's going to disappear.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, all right, Sean. Well, look, it's been great to have you on the program this morning, and enjoy your rest of your time up there in Darwin. I'm sure you will, leading into Cup Day tomorrow.
Well, I'm from here. I'm off to Coffs Harbour on Tuesday.
Yeah, well travelled.
And then for the brekkie, because they're Coffs Harbour Cup next week. We'll crack them 2 days.
Fair enough.
We'll do the sports with breakfast up there on Wednesday.
Yeah, and of course...
It's like the road tour, isn't it? I'll be back Friday.
It is indeed. And of course, you've got Big Sports Breakfast coming out of there live tomorrow morning as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, the boys will be there.
Yeah, and Tuesday morning as well to wrap up the Cup. Okay, Shauno, well, as I said, enjoy the rest of your time there in Darwin and then Coffs Harbour, and we'll catch you again soon.
Good on you, Paul. Good on you, Trent. Talk to you soon.
Good on you, Sean. Sean Cosgrove there from Darwin. Trent, that wraps up another edition of Tab Talk, and I'm sure Cosy will enjoy his few days there in Darwin that are left.
Absolutely. You'll be enjoying the sun up there, Paul, and it'll be a fantastic afternoon, and then you've got the Darwin Cup tomorrow. So good luck punting for everyone having a play today.
Good on you, Trent. Trent Langscale there from tab.com.au.
It's time for a hot breakfast. Join us this Monday and Tuesday when the Big Sports Breakfast comes from the top end. The Brekkie team will be swapping scarves for sunscreen as they broadcast live from Fanny Bay Racecourse. Monday is Darwin Cup Day. The boys will talk to the trainers, jockeys and characters that make the Darwin Cup like no other. Tuesday, you'll get a full wrap of all the Cup Day happenings. Make sure you catch the Big Sports Breakfast from Darwin. Monday and Tuesday from 5:30 here on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Thanks to Tab. Blacks are fake. House of Ancelot. Bowtie. Caduceus. All stars in the history of harness racing. Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader. Where the stars come alive.
Time to talk harness racing on this Sunday morning. Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, listeners. It's been a big week in harness racing across New South Wales.
It certainly has, and first up on the program this morning, we have a special guest, and that is David Morris. Of course, he won the main race at Menangle last night, and he also, during the week, notched up 100 winners for the season. So we welcome to the program David Morris. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, Amanda. How are we this morning?
Very good.
Very well, thank you, David. It's been a massive week for you. You notched up your first century wins in the one season.
Yeah, that's right, Amanda. It's been a pretty full-on week. Broke my maiden for the 100 winners, and I've driven a few winners since. So it's been a pretty good week, that's for sure.
Has it all sunk in?
Yeah, it has actually, which is good, and it feels like a big weight's been taken off my shoulders. I was getting very close there, and I was starting to stress out a little bit, thinking, oh, you know, it's coming to the end of the season, and when that Tuesday meeting was on last week, and the day I actually knocked up the 100 winners, I went to the meeting thinking I wouldn't even get a winner, I've come out with three and got the 100, and it just feels like a massive weight's been taken off my shoulders, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, on at Menangle last Tuesday, you drove a treble thanks to Pacers Norm's Desire for trainer Kevin Hayes, and then Fashion Knit for local trainer, Menangle trainer Dennis Wilson. But it'll be Kevin Hayes' other horse, the 7-year-old mare Tula Jua Dawn, that you won't be forgetting anytime soon, will you, Dave?
That's right. I won't be forgetting that name anytime soon. Kevin Hayes has got... he's had it for about 10 starts now, I think. The first couple of starts went a bit ordinary, and I actually told him to get rid of it, told him to send it to Queensland, and then a week later it won, bolted him. It's been running
proved you wrong, Dave.
Yeah, proved me wrong. It's been going super. But the Cases have been super to me. Dennis Wilson, Uncle Denny's been massive to me. He supported me, you know, all through pretty much my career. And, yeah, he's just been a great mentor to me, that's for sure.
Well, that's Tula Dawn with the horse you got your 100th winner on, and I saw you gave a nice salute across the line.
Yeah, that's right. I thought, it's not every day or every season that you knock up the 100 winners, and so I thought, I may as well give it a go, and I put in that salute.
Yeah, well done on that 100 winners for sure, David. We might pause there for a moment, Amanda and David, because we do have a race coming up at Oamaru Harness. We're about to go there for race number 2. And 13 Stony Air is the 350 favourite for this event, ahead of number 8 Flagpole at $5.20 and 1 Liz Rules at $5.80. They're about to line up. In fact, they're being called forward now for the second on the card at Oamaru in New Zealand.
Tayford, and I'm sure he'll be hoping the H and Hanover can get a slice. So 13, 1, 8, and 5, and the next best after Flamboyant, probably that Bouncer. Hopefully he goes well for Jesse Wilson and the rest of the owners. So not far away from race 2, the Fat Sally's Pub and Restaurant Pace, standing start event, but Field of Maidens too. Liz Rules comes into barrier 1. Caesar's Jade alongside. Favourite for the race is now Stony Air at $4.30, $2. Agent Hanover wants to rear Flagpole, the dual acceptor. He's yet to come into line. Out the back, Karanda Sweet Pea is not overly happy either. Oh, Flagpole not happy at all. Nearly ended up in Gene Time's cart. Very lucky not to do so. So I'll just switch the speakers off now. There's a few a bit topsy-turvy down there at the start, and they've been sent round again too. So this could be interesting. So those punters who did have put Flagpole in their second, was it third leg of a quaddie, that'd be a good thing at this stage. Davey Mack, there's a few there that you might not want to be on, given how they stood the first time.
Yeah, I'm really nervy now. Yeah, what did you say its minutes were? Horrendous. That's a big, horrible word, that is, on my first pick, but it doesn't look all that flash. Flagpole.
Okay, so they're running late here at Oamaru with this standing start. Delmar, this is the Grade 1, the big race on the card today. And it is the Clement L. Hirsch Stakes.
Okay, well, we will have to leave Oamaru, so we'll return to our harness segment with Amanda Rando talking to David Morris. Amanda.
Yes, well, David notched up his 100th winner at Menangle for the season at Menangle last Tuesday. And thanks to Facebook, Dave, I saw that you celebrated with your family and friends with a nice cake.
Yeah, my sister went out and bought me an awesome ice cream cake, God bless her. So thank you very much, Crystal Morris.
Yeah, and your family has been a massive support for you, especially your dad, Noel. You can just see he's proud as punch watching you drive.
Oh, yes, he has. He's been a sensational supporter of mine. You know, but not just him, also my whole family, my mother, Kim, my sister, Crystal, especially my partner, Stephanie Lippia. She's always supported me. She's always coming to the races with me, and she had nothing to do with horse racing, trotters. Before we met, she breeds those heavy horses, and you know, we've got her interested in that, and she's going to start driving at the beginning of the next season.
Wow, fantastic! Another one to join the ranks. Well,
I hope so.
Well, it hasn't been just a big week for you, Dave. It's been a massive 12 months. Just 3 months ago, you and your partner, Steph, welcomed the little boy into the world, Riley. And how are you finding juggling fatherhood and your driving career?
I'm handling it pretty well at the moment. Stephanie does a lot more with Riley than what I do. Like, she wakes up to him every night whenever he needs to feed. But yeah, I'm loving being a father. It's the most best feeling you could ever experience. I think it's better than winning 100 races, to be honest, and winning a group one.
Well, it certainly seems to work for you, Dave, because just over a month ago, you drove your first group one winner with that great mare, Luda, in the Peppertree Farm New South Wales Breeders' Challenge. So tell us about that win, Dave.
It was a pretty exciting day. I had three Group 1 drives that day. I had my General Lee and Luda and Quatshot Woman. I run second on Quatshot Woman and third on my General Lee. Luda just rolled straight to the front over the 2400 metre race. I got the $100 born by sitting up and went as far as I could in front and then just tried to sprint away from him at the top of the straight.
Yeah, well, Luda, she's trained by Daniel Nego, a Maltese-born trainer who only recently took over the role of training for the well-known Sloy's company. And that's probably one of the biggest stables you're associated with, apart from a few catch drives for Shane Tritton, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, that's correct. Sloy's are my number one stable that I drive for. They're a massive stable. Terrific setup, and they've been sensational to me. I think I've been driving for them for about 18 months now, and they've been sensational to me.
Well, you drove another winner for the Sloy's company last night at Menangle. You won the feature of the night as the Group 3 Ridges Campbelltown Pace with My General Lee. What a massive run.
It was a massive run. He hasn't had a start since that Sunday meeting five weeks ago at Menangle. He hasn't trialled or anything like that, and we put a change of tactics in to go further forward, and if he couldn't lead, he wasn't going to be handing up the chair at all. And come out the gate in 26.4, couldn't cross Better Bet Black, obviously, because it's probably one of the fastest horses off the gate in Australasia. Just sat outside him and still went home in 26.8 himself.
And what was going through your mind when you went that hard early, that first quarter 26.4, and then caught outside the leader?
To be honest, I wasn't really thinking too much about it. I was just kind of hoping nothing was going to come around and for the chair, because it wasn't going to be there. But that's really all I was thinking about, to be honest. And I also knew that the hardest horse to beat, Let Us Rock, then was sitting on my back, and I thought, well, it's got a gun run, so it'll probably pull out at the top of the straight and be a threat. But yeah, that's really all I was thinking.
Yeah, well, this horse, My General Lee, he's had a stellar season. He's won 8 of his 12 starts and almost $100,000 in prize money. And you've driven in all of his starts this season, but last night was definitely his best run of the season. Do you think he'll be heading down to Victoria for the Breeders' Crown at the end of the month?
Yeah, he will. Him and My General Lee and Luda will be leaving next Sunday to go down to Melbourne.
Okay, there you go. Well, your win last night with General Lee put you on 103 winners for the season, elevating you to fourth position on the New South Wales Drivers' Premiership. And you're actually ahead of the likes of some of the greats like Blake Fitzpatrick and Steve Turnbull. So not a bad effort for a 23-year-old that just started race driving a handful of years ago.
Thanks for that, Amanda. I appreciate it. It's not bad for someone who can't read or can't spell properly either.
David, thanks for joining us this morning here on the Hardest Segment, and we wish you well in the future.
Thanks very much, Paul. I appreciate it. Thank you, Amanda.
David Morris there. Amanda, back with a little more harness racing news in a moment. Now they're underway, finally, at Oamaru in New Zealand.
Last. Into the straight they come. 1,400 out from home. Second on the card for the Kurau Harness Racing Club. And the leader is Hayton Hanover by a length and a half. Gene Time, the leader's back. Three back against the poles as Black George is coming forward. Caesar's Jade still three wide. That's leading forward the race favourite Stony Air, who's about to be three wide on its own, but now moving forward to get to parked. In the centre of runners is Hanover. Then came Flamboyant, who's now three wide on the back of Stony Air, and in turn Liz Rules three wide on the train as well. The next four deep, the inside is Bouncer. From Born to Delight. Back on the inside is Flagpole. A length and a half away, Pure Grit. Two lengths to Karanga Sweet Pea and five to Rhythmist. Hasn't been able to keep up the whole way. Into the back they go, 8.50 out from home. The leader remains Hayton Hanover. The lead margin is a length. Liz Rules getting around three wide to the breeze. Flamboyant is now in the centre, 1-1 from Gene Time, slapped up to hold the trail. 64.1 was the half. Three back the inside is Black George from Stony Air. Three back and one off. Deep on on the inside is Flagpole from Bouncer the outside, looking to take off three wide as I speak. The next is now Karanga Sweet Pea. Further away in the field then is Hangover from Born to Delight, Pure Grit, and dropping out Rhythmist. Down the side, 450 left to run. The leader still Hayton Hangover. By a length and a quarter, back straight quarter, 29.7. Liz Rules travels up nicely the outside. Two lengths to Flamboyant, gets to third. Gene Time's gone. Running on now, Stony Air, going back to the inside and may well take the McEwen Petroleum passing lane. The next is Hangover running on. It is Liz Rules' run to the front now from Hayton Hangover. Look at Stony Air get up the vacant passing lane and come strongly. Deeper out, Flamboyant, and running on a bit, Flagpole. But Stony Air, smart drive, John Dunn, gets up the passing lane and wins. Second, Liz Rules. Third, Flamboyant. Flagpole next in from Hayton Hangover. Out wide, a Hangover running on. Behind those, Born to Delight, then Pure Grit, Karanga Sweet Pea. Next in, Bouncer. Rhythmist got up to beat a couple.
Okay, number 13, Stony Air there for John Dunn. 450 and 190, defeating one, Liz Rule at 170. And number three for third, Flamboyant at $1.90. That's Omaru at race number two on the program. Okay, Amanda Rando is still online with us, talking harness racing and 12-horse fields to be introduced here in New South Wales, Amanda.
Yeah, that's correct. So Harness Racing New South Wales midweek released that at the beginning of September, September 1, longer circuits in New South Wales, like Menangle, will see field size increased from 10 starters to 12. And this has also helped increase wagering turnover and was part of the strategic plan brought out by Harness Racing New South Wales a couple of months ago. Other tracks that this will also affect are Newcastle and Goulburn. And there's been such a positive result in turnover at Bathurst, which has had these full field sizes. So that success is partly the catalyst for all of this. Mm. And so the configuration at Menangle and Newcastle will still stay the same, with 10 horses drawn across the front.
Yep.
And the remaining horses drawn behind, while Goulburn will continue to have 8 off the front. And that will be the same for the new tracks that are being built in Wagga and Tamworth.
Okay, fair enough. Now that's good news, that is for sure. And we're going a little bit the way of Victoria. Some more sprint lanes to be introduced here in New South Wales.
Yes, that's correct. So Harness Racing New South Wales also announced midweek sprint lanes will be introduced at 3 more tracks across the state.
Mm-hmm.
There is already one at Bathurst, which has produced some really good results, especially in turnover. And now the new tracks to be built out at Wagga and Tamworth will also have a sprint lane, while there are also ongoing discussions with the Goulburn Club to install one at that track too.
Fair enough. Okay, well, briefly, the Redcliffe Cup was on last night.
Yes, it was won and run by Alleluia, which is trained and driven by Grant Dixon. It was a really grueling effort. The gelding was posted outside the leader, and they ran a race record. They took 1 second off the previous race record. They went 159.6 from the standing start. And, our local trainer, Shane Tritton, had 3 horses in the race, but didn't have much luck. His horse, Jarvan Cullen, did finish third after leading, but he did come away from the meeting with a double, which ended a successful Queensland campaign for the leading New South Wales mentor.
Fair enough, and we've seen some other good interstate racing as well.
Yes, on last night we also saw racing at Port Pirie. The meeting was transferred from Globe Derby to Port Pirie, and they had 4 finals of the Southern Cross, and Emma Stewart was most popular, with taking away 2 of the finals with the horse Lovelist and also Rock and Roll Magic.
Yeah, there was certainly some keen racing there last night from Port Pirie, as you said, that meeting transferred from Globe Derby. Okay, Amanda, well, thanks for joining us for our pacing news this morning, and we'll catch up with you during the week.
been a pleasure. Thanks, Paul.
Amanda Rando there, talking harness racing with us here on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy More Than Ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for both. She walks in a remarkably determined fashion. She's full of promise, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Time to talk greyhound racing. And this morning we welcome to the program Stuart Turner. How are you on this Sunday morning, Stuart?
I'm really good, mate. How are you going?
I'm very good. And, of course, there's been plenty of action in greyhound racing during the week as we head towards the Nationals coming up in Sydney later this month.
Oh, that's right, mate. It's been a fantastic few days. Really busy these last few days in greyhound racing, but that's exactly how we want it, mate. And look, we've got to start this week at Wentworth Park last night because Brad Hill Billet is the name on everyone's lips this morning after a superb run last night, mate. He clocked 29.37. If you weren't watching on Sky Racing or you haven't seen his run yet, go to thedogs.com.au now and watch it because it's just simply incredible. He comes out of box one really slowly, but halfway round, just absolutely takes off comes home really well. It was a fantastic run by Brad Hill Billy.
Yeah, and as you said, that blistering time of 29.37 recorded by him.
Yeah, exactly. And look, to give it some context as well, Fernando Bale ran 29.27 at Wentworth Park in the Peter Mosman final recently. So, look, I'm not saying Brad Hill Billy is as good as Fernando Bale, but look, certainly with the big races coming up on the horizon, Brad Hill Billy, definitely one to watch. And look, it wasn't a complete surprise because he has now won 4 on the trot. So look, he's obviously a fantastic little greyhound, this one. And another quick word as well from Wentworth Park last night. There was a 6th straight win for Miner's Moss, trained by Matthew Reed from up near Casino in the New South Wales Northern River. So that was an 18-hour trip, a round trip for Matthew and Miner's Moss. So look, good on you, Matthew, if you're listening. That's great dedication.
Yeah, well done indeed. Well, you mentioned there Fernando Bale. Of course, we saw Fernando Bale step out at Sandown that last Thursday night. As I mentioned, the Nationals coming up in Sydney, and the states are certainly getting on board now with their various heats, etc., leading into the finals.
Yeah, they certainly are, mate. And last night down in Victoria, they had the two heats of the national distance titles down there. And there were two contrasting winners because one heat was taken out by Sweet It Is, the multiple group winner, won her heat in super style. No surprise there. But the other heat was taken out by Shall She Rock as a $25 shot. So beats a very strong field there. Well done to the connections of Shall She Rock. And look, we also saw over in WA two great wins in the sprint heats there for Fun Boss and Nero Bolt. Now, mate, keep an eye on these two greyhounds. Whichever one of them gets through, I reckon they could be pretty handy at Wentworth Park in the final. Fun Boss in particular been going absolutely fantastic this year. Won the Group 2 Derby over in WA earlier this year, and I reckon a greyhound to watch. And look, don't forget, the Nationals action continues this week across the country. Fernando Bale going in the Victorian sprint final at Sandown Park this Thursday. So you might need to get the ABBA CD out again, mate, because flying Fernando looking a strong chance there.
Absolutely, yes. As we said, it all leads towards Wentworth Park, and what an exciting night that will be later in the month here in Sydney Town. Well, we saw Group 3 action at the Gardens on Friday night. The Laurie Hillian final was run and won there, and Good Odds Angel won a $25,000 race.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Good Odds Angel taking out the top prize in the Laura Helium Memorial Maiden for Frank Hurst. And look, it was a super run. She came out from box 7 really well and then held the rest off strongly to win in 29.57. Good Odds Angel been a real star in this series, Paul. She's run very impressively throughout. And look, she's got to be in the old black book now. That's for sure. And don't forget as well, mate, we've got another big title on the line tonight, the Group 3 Sage Contracting Darwin Cup. Look, the local elite effort was the fastest qualifier, going in box two, and I reckon Elite Effort is the one to watch in that one, and they go at 8:14 p.m. local time tonight in the Darwin Cup.
Yeah, great to see coverage now with Sky involved there, and we're getting the coverage of the Darwin Cup, of course, in the past. We haven't had it, but as part of the Gallops program now, the Darwin Cup on the Sunday night, and let's hope plenty of people can get trackside to see Greyhound racing there in the top end.
Yeah, definitely. And it, mate, it's a cracking race, this one as well. It's really even. All eight have good chances, but I reckon, as I said, box two, Elite Effort is the one to watch.
Stick with box number two. Okay, what else is happening in Greyhound racing during the week, Stuart?
Oh, mate, it's definitely a week when, well, for once I earn my money because there's so much going on this week. But, yeah, we've got the National Sprint and Distance Heats and Finals taking place across the country, as I mentioned. Plenty of other great racing as well, including later today at Canberra. And then Monday, they go at Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, they go at Lismore and Gosford in New South Wales. Wednesday, we got great meetings at Wentworth Park and Richmond. Thursday, they go at Maitland and Dapto. Friday, a really busy day. They go at Casino, Wagga, Bull Eye and Univet Gardens. And then Saturday, absolutely fantastic day, this one, mate. They go at Richmond, Univet Gardens and a big night at Wentworth Park, featuring heats of the New South Wales Sprint and National Distance Championship. So, look, fantastic week ahead, mate. Plenty to look forward to. And, of course, field form, news and expert tips available at thedogs.com.au.
Yep, that's the place to get all the latest news and tips, that is for sure. Stuart, thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll catch up with you during the week.
Certainly will, mate. You take care.
Stuart Turner there talking Greyhound racing. This is Sky Sports Radio. Our time is 4 minutes to 11.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Again, everybody, heading through Gladesville, Victoria Road, a motorcycle accident at Salter Street. We also have a crash, Restwell Road at Prairiewood to watch out for. If you're heading away to the Central Coast, the back road up through the Peats Ridge area, seeing a lot of traffic northbound at the moment towards the Kalnura area at the moment on George Downs Drive. Well, be ready for late night Western Distributor detours from tonight. Find out more at 161sussex.com. That's 161sussex.com. And that's the latest traffic, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Thanks for that. It's now 3.5 minutes to 11. Of course, talking Greyhound racing, going Greyhounds will focus on the National Sprint and Distance Championships tomorrow morning at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio. Mark Duclos back in the chair as the stars step out in those national heats around Australia, and he will have a full wrap-up of that as well as all your Greyhound news on Going Greyhounds tomorrow morning at 10:30 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
On the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Webby,
Wallaby scrum half Nick Phipps on their music selection after their win over Argentina.
What was the music that was playing in the dressing rooms, mate?
Oh, mate, you know, the usual bit of Paddy Perry, bit of Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Moving after a good win.
That'll strike fear into the All Blacks, that.
Yeah, Christian Leopano is the man in charge, so you can blame him.
Oh,
we'll keep that a secret from the All Blacks. We'll say it was ACDC, okay?
Yeah, perfect. Sounds good.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Webby. Weekday mornings at 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by TAB.
And coming to you live from the top end, of course, tomorrow morning. That'd be a good trip for the boys to do, and I'm sure they're having a ball up there in Darwin, as Cozzy is as well, as we heard a little earlier on the program. Omaru, race number 2, went to 13 Stony Air, 450 and 190, 1 Liz Rules, 170, 3 Flamboyant, 190, 8 Flagpole ran 4th in the 2nd on the card there. In the 3rd at Omaru, which shouldn't be too far away, although they did run fairly late for the previous there. Race number 3 on the card at Omaru Harness today, due in 2 minutes. And here the favourite is number 5, Jet's Dream at 290. Second elect, number 6, Derringer at 460. And third elect is number 9, Ellie Lowe at $6.70. Hopefully they'll move up shortly there for the Omaru third event on the card. This is Sky Sports Radio.
The Ashes rivalry continues, and the Poms have a secret weapon up their sleeve, an Aussie coach. Will he be able to lift English spirits, or will his plan fall as flat as their beer? This Ashes series, back any player in the high bet market, and you'll get a 25% bonus on the prize. That's right, 25% bonus in the high bet market in every innings of every test. Get on at your local tab, tab.com.au, or on your mobile. And C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, the cricket's been incredible, hasn't it? Talk about a seesaw series so far, and to win the series now, England are $1.80 with tab.com.au, Australia at $4.25, and a drawn series at $3.75. As we head towards the fourth test, where the odds read like this: $3 England, $3.50 for the draw, and $2.20 for Australia. So Australia are expected to bounce back and win that fourth test, according to tab.com.au. Check out all the markets available there. Oamaru, we are fast approaching start time for race number three on the card. Reminding you, of course, punters post-mortem. Regular spot at 9 o'clock on Monday mornings. And Ron Duffacy is back with Dean Lester and Tabs Glenn Munsey.